We are here on the plane. I'm sitting in a seat.
I'm 10D.
10D. 10-sided die. I was thinking of, I just heard the flight attendant say, get on here fast so we could get off the plane, get out of here. And I thought, wow, what if you had a whole bunch of people who are deliberately walking very, very slow? And then I thought, how interesting would that be if there was something called the slow down or slow up or simply the slow society? Like the slow down society or slow up society, you know, something like that. But it's a culture of these people who really move, they move very slowly, very deliberately. Now, of course, a lot of these folks have pets that are, in fact, sloths. And one of the big reasons behind that would be because the sloth is an ever-present reminder of that slow philosophy. Slowing down. Breathing slow. The slow society. And maybe the slow society is invented as a way of getting folks to be deliberate in their intent and really truly embrace this present moment in time. Slow society. Perhaps, well, of course, you could have houses where these people live in. They all move around very slow all day. Now, of course, this would challenge a lot of people's patience levels. If someone has a short fuse, for instance, if they're forced to be very, very slow and very, very deliberate, it could be like a great exercise in strengthening that patience, so to speak. So, be very, very interesting. I assume they drive very slow.
Grocery store very slow. And then on to Phoenix. Flight crew from Rarely Here for your safety. Katie, Sarah, Michelle, and Molly, shortly after takeoff, we'll begin that in-flight beverage service. That beverage menu is in your seat bag pocket in front of you. We'll serve complimentary soft drinks, juice, and coffee. Your alcoholic beverages may be purchased with any major credit card or any valid Southwest Airlines coupon with that expiration date printed on the front. Laptop computers and or any approved portable electronic device over 2 pounds needs to be stowed properly at this time. Properly is not in your lap or in your seat bag pocket. Your laptop must go underneath the seat in front of you or in the overhead bin for takeoff and landing. We'll make an announcement at 10,000 feet when you guys can get those back out. This aircraft is equipped with Wi-Fi. You're more than welcome to connect to the Southwest Wi-Fi and follow along with our flight tracker for free, as well as watch free television courtesy of our valued partners. We do ask that if you partake in watching television, listening to music, playing games, anything involving noise, that you are using your own personal headphones so you're not disturbing everyone else around you. During that emergency exit row, please review those exit seat requirements in the seat back pocket in front of you. If for any reason you do not meet these requirements, you do not want to perform the functions listed on the card, or believe that performing those functions may cause you some type of harm, let a flight attendant know. We'd be happy to find you another seat. So we can push back from the gate. We do need everyone seated. Your seatbelts fastened. Seatbacks and tray tables need to be in their full upright and locked position. And all carry-on items must go all the way underneath the seat in front of you, leaving the area around your feet clear. Ladies, listen to me one more time. Your purse cannot be in your lap, at your side, behind your back, under your heels, wrapped around your knee, wrapped around your ankle, wrapped around your neck, anywhere else you can figure out what to do with that purse, but put it on the floor all the way in front of you. That includes the strap of your purse as well. So thank you guys for joining us this afternoon. Welcome aboard. Folks, it is a completely full flight. Don't pass up any open seats if you're still looking for one.
So right now is the time where, because the seats are not assigned, everyone has got to, it's every man for himself kind of thing.
Passenger Mark Wurgeon, are you on board, Mark? Mark Wurgeon. Okay, we do need fourth on fourth and flight deck jump up front, please.
It's never a dull moment on the plane. Remember that. as, quote, they, unquote, say. If you're bored, you're a boring person. Very, very, very enough said right there, you know, because someone who's proclaiming that they're bored, they're actually defining that moment as bored, in which case there's something mustered within them to define it as such. And for some reason, they're choosing to say,
all right, folks, if you are in the aisle with a bag, we're going to have to check those. If it won't go underneath your seat, we're going to go ahead and have to check those to your final destination. Please come back up toward the front of the aircraft for us. If you don't have a bag to check, once again, don't pass up any open seats. Every seat will be full today.
If you have a smaller bag that you have placed in the overhead bin and you know it can fit on your seat, if you would please grab that at this time, that would be great. Thank you.
It's awesome. They got it all figured out. These folks are professionals. I look forward to more shows. You know, as I was saying this out loud, I was going to talk about all things I'm looking forward to, you know, all the conjurings I'm doing right now. I just realized how fun that would be as if I did that with a shark.
Mark Wurgeon, again, looking for Mark Wurgeon. Are you on board? Give me a big solid wave. Mark Wurgeon.
I thought it'd be really... I forgot what I was saying. There's so much happening right now. People moving around. Moving in the aisles. They got bags they're trying to find spots for. They got human bodies that they're trying to find spots for. It's quite interesting. People are shuffling backwards. So now, if you encounter the slow society during something like this, it could take. You know, you could definitely delay a flight that way. Maybe this is one of the issues that Spirit Airlines has. I don't know. So, the slow society. I'd be very curious to know how long it would take for someone to dictate their book. One slow society member to the other. Welcome to the slow society. What is the slowest amount of acceptable slow talk? Like, is that decibels? Is that just simply waveforms? Can you determine, are waveforms a direct correlation of how fast a person is talking? So if it's like, whoa, 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 is that if someone's talking faster? And if someone's talking slower, does that bring out the waveforms, just stretches them out? Interesting. Slow society. This stuff intrigues me. I suddenly feel a little bit sleepy. Might be taking a sleep on this plane, the Sky Train. Welcome to the Sky Train. It is all for now until the next revelation strikes my antenna. Sayonara. This is Inspirato Projecto Radio with your host, CEC.